We are gathered together this morning here in Kemne to worship God and to give thanks to the living God for the life and the Christian witness of our dear friend, Stephen Ross, known to us as Steve. We are also here today to offer our love, our prayers, and our continued support to the members of Steve's family in this time. And it is the resurrection of Jesus Christ which tells us that life, not death, will have the last and final word over all things. It is the gospel that tells us that when we place our faith in Jesus as Lord and as Savior, that we too will one day share in the Lord's resurrection glory. And by faith, the Holy Spirit is here with us now, testifying to the new life that God wants to bring about in each of our souls. Our friend Steve has passed from this world. It is right and it is proper for us to miss him and to mourn his passing from us. But as people of faith, we must hear the words of Scripture and not grieve as those who have no hope. All that we say here, all that we do here is done in the light of Easter morning, in the light of Jesus' victory over the grave. And it is because of the hope and the joy that we have in Jesus that we can gather here together to remember and celebrate Steve. It is because of Jesus that we can offer our love and our support to his family. It is because of Jesus that we can worship God truly with a sense of joy, because God has promised to fill all who believe with everlasting life. So in that spirit of faith, let us pray. Living God, you are the source of all comfort and all peace. You know each of us better than we could ever hope to know ourselves. At all times and in all places, you are calling us to place our trust in you. We know that you are here with us in this place. We know, Lord, that you feel everything that we are feeling and more, because in Jesus, you became one of us. You have wept with us. You have laughed with us. You have walked with us every step of our journeys. And as we remember and celebrate the life of our friend Steve, help us to bring everything that we are, Lord, before your glorious throne of grace. Comfort us with the knowledge that Steve is now at peace, resting in the shadow of your wings. And in the time to come, we pray that you will increase our faith, our hope, and our love. Help us to live into the great promises of the gospel, until by your grace we join with Steve and with all the rest of your saints who forever praise the glory of your name. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, and we pray them for his sake. Amen. And now we worship God and we celebrate our friend Steve with the gift of music by singing our first hymn printed on your hymn sheets, We Plow the Fields and Scatter.
It is fed and watered.
Please be seated. Our first reading from Holy Scripture comes to us from the Old Testament, from the book of Psalms. There is a psalm for every occasion under the sun, for the time on life's summits, as well as the time in life's valleys, and everywhere in between. So hear now the words of Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength. God is our ever-present help in times of trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way, though the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. For there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High God dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our true fortress. The Lord says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress." And from the New Testament, from the revelation of St. John, a grand vision of the new heaven and the new earth, a renewed creation that God will bring about. John writes, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne of God saying, 'Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people. God will dwell with them. They will be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. The Lord will wipe away every tear from every eye. There will be no more death, no more mourning, no more crying, no more pain, for the old order of things has passed away.'" Amen. Our friend Steve was born on the 10th of July, 1939, at Dult in Durris, which was a cottage at Quithel Head in Durris. From the very start of Steve's life, farming was a huge, integral part of his life, especially the farming of cows, sheep, and crops, but no pigs, no horses, too much work. From there, his family moved to Cairnfald in Durris. Steve's beloved sister, Marion, was born on the 15th of July in 1943. In 1960, Steve's family bought the farm of Hog Holm in Balcraig in Kintore. The intention was to make the two properties into one, but unfortunately, they didn't get flitted until June of 1961 due to a severe breakout of foot and mouth among the cattle. Words no farmer would ever want to hear. But the early 1960s weren't all bad. They weren't all a struggle for Steve. For it was in 1960, while he was on a young farmer's exchange trip to Wales, that he met a wonderful young woman named Lorna. And they soon fell in love. Steve and Lorna were married on June 1963. They began their married life together at Hog Holm Cottage. And later on, Steve and Lorna would take over the running of Hog Holm Farm. Their family grew with the births of three children, Fraser, Pam, and Kay. And later on, their family continued to grow with the arrival of seven grandchildren, five boys and two girls, William, Matthew, Ross, Charlie, Alex, Lori, and Finley. In 1987, Steve and Lorna decided to move from Kintore here to Kemnay, and they settled into a new chapter of life together at Milton in Kemnay, where Steve farmed for a total of 32 years. And during their time at Kintore and Kemne, more than a few young people remember times of tatty picking at Hogholm and Milton. Along with his regular farming duties, there were several occasions where Steve and Lorna had to rescue their sheep from various forms of self-inflicted distress. On one occasion, Steve had to cross the Don to rescue a sheep, crossed at the shallow end, but thought it best if to first remove his boots so they would not get wet. Very sensible. However, it proved very cumbersome to carry his footwear while also attempting the rescue of this sheep, and so he tried to throw his boots from where he was to the other side of the Don. Well, one boot made it to shore, and one boot did not make it to shore, and that boot was never heard from again. Another time, they went to rescue a sheep from the water. Steve went into the water, and then Lorna went into the water, trying valiantly to rescue the sheep, who wound up making its own way out of the water, its own way back, while Steve and Lorna were still stuck together in the water. And Steve may or may not have given Lorna a piggyback ride home after that event. Steve always enjoyed time with his family. They were truly his greatest love, his greatest joy. He took special delight in family holidays, which were often held at bed and breakfasts at, of course, other farms. And back in those days, one could just show up to another farm and be welcomed without a prior reservation. The family also enjoyed holidays they took to Germany, where Lorna kept up with a pen pal in Bavaria. They journeyed in Austria and also in Switzerland. But every year, Steve looked forward to a holiday that he and his family would enjoy would just before Hearst would begin. As a human being, Steve possessed a quiet nature. He was generally a man of few words. It must also be said, though, that he had a unique brand of cheek, and he found enjoyment in tormenting his family and friends. And judging from the numbers here today, you didn't mind too much. Along with his keen interest in farming, Steve was a man of many other interests as well. Together with Lorna, they enjoyed gardening, and they spent many happy hours making their garden look wonderful. And such rich memories will always be treasured by Lorna. And any tribute to Steve's life would be woefully incomplete without mentioning his love of sports. He loved football. In fact, he had a love for all sport generally, but it was especially his love of bowling and all the time he spent helping out at the local bowling club that defined who he was. Steve was, by all admissions, a very talented player, even went to compete in air 6 times during his playing years. Steve also enjoyed tug-of-war, and he was a keen member of Inverurie's tug-of-war team, and they won many trophies, and according to his family, they were the best team in Scotland. Steve was also a champion plowman, and he found pleasure in judging many such competitions. In his later years, Steve remained as active as he could. He was not the sort of man to ever allow illness or other limitations to have the final say on his life. Throughout his life, he remained devoted to his family, always a loving husband to Lorna, always a loving father to Fraser, Pam, and Kay, always a loving grandfather to William, Matthew, Ross, Charlie, Alex, Laurie, and Finley. It is evident today that Steve touched so many lives, and we can all say with great certainty that this world is a better place because of him. He was a true friend, a consummate gentleman. Our world needs more people like Steve Ross, who lived well and who loved greatly. At times such as these, we are mindful that the richness of a person's life, especially a life as rich as Steve's, cannot be captured in just a few words or a few pages. At times like this, we are mindful that each of us here is a part of Steve's legacy. Each of us has been touched by his life. It is up to each of us to carry on his wonderful legacy in our own lives. For that truly is the greatest tribute that we can pay to his life, is to live our own lives well in ways that honor him. If you haven't done so already, as you depart from the Kirk today, there's an opportunity to make a contribution to two worthwhile causes, to the hematology department at the Aberdeen Royal Infirmary, and also to the Donbank Ward at Inverurie Hospital. And Steve's family has asked me to offer a very public and heartfelt word of thanks to all those staff at ARI and Inverurie who did so much to care for Steve when he battled illness. Their kindness and love for him will never be forgotten by his family. And after the service concludes today here in the church, as is fitting, there'll be a gathering at Kemnay Bowling Club here in the village, and all are most welcome to come along and continue the celebration and remembrance of Steve's life. And as we depart today, as the casket departs from the church, if I may ask those standing in the center aisle to depart first from the church to make a proper pathway for the recessional afterwards, we'd be most grateful. Thank you very much.
Let us bow our heads in prayer. Lord, as we come before you today, we remember and celebrate Steve's life. We recognize also that there is pain, sorrow, and mourning. We feel his loss with each breath we take. But we also know that Steve's life was full and rich, that his memory will live on in all of us. We remember his quiet wit, his hard-working tenacity, his incredible skill at bowling, the times we laughed with him, cried with him, and simply lived life with him. There are so many stories we could tell about Steve's life, so many aspects of who he was as a person. For all the time we had Steve with us, we thank you. You blessed us with a man of character, talent, and above all, love. As we continue on without Steve, we pray for courage to face new days, for peace when all feels unsettled, and for your love when we feel sorrow. You know what we mourn, Lord. Carry us through knowing that Stephen has been welcomed into your arms, at peace and made whole in your healing love. Just as the sun rose again this morning, dispelling the darkness and storm, so too will we see joy once more. So too will we once more live in the hope and assurance of seeing Stephen once more. Thank you for your love, Lord. Amen.
Now let us sing our next hymn. On your hymn sheets, morning has broken.
Thank you.
let us commend our friend Stephen to God's eternal care. Lord, you said these words to your first disciples, and you say them to us now. I am the resurrection. I am the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. We commend you, dear Steve, to Almighty God. We entrust you back to your Creator. May you return to the one who formed you from the dust of the earth. May Jesus Christ, who was crucified for you, bring you lasting freedom and peace. May Jesus Christ, who died for you, admit you into his garden of paradise. May Jesus Christ, the true and good shepherd, acknowledge you, Steve, as one of his flock. And may you see your Redeemer face to face and enjoy the vision of God forever. And may the blessing of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, rest forever upon our friend Steve and upon all who he knew and loved. Amen.